when the light of dawn is breaking.
Good morning, I'm Peter Solomon. This is Jazz 88, and I have the pleasure of speaking with a wonderful pianist and composer and vocalist originally from Brazil, Iliane Elias. And she is going to be playing at the Dakota on June 18th. She's got a brand new recording on Candid Records called Time and Again, which is officially being released on June 24th. We're going to sample some of that recording, though, today as we talk to Iliane. Hi, and thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for speaking with me.
So I wanted to ask you, like, before we launch into specifics about your recording, to talk a little bit about your musical background, because it always fascinates me how someone gets into jazz and the things that kind of awaken their interest in this music. So you grew up in St. Paul, and I'm sorry, you grew up in, not St. Paul, you grew up in Sao Paulo in the 1960s, and I understand you started playing piano around the time you were about seven. When did you become exposed to jazz and start pursuing that art form?
I think I noticed starting around that age, but my mother always played jazz around the house. She had a great collection of jazz albums, and I grew up listening to them and fell in love with that language and with the improvisation and that whole aspect of it. So by the time I was 11 years old, I was already able to transcribe music and to write music. I would be by my record player, you know, with the LPs and with holding a needle and writing note per note of solos that interested me and developing some more of, you know, that language of improvising.
When did you start to come into your own as a vocalist?
Well, I always sang a little bit, but always felt that my main instrument, it has been, and it is the piano. And I added voice to some of my recordings, sometimes as vocalese, sometimes as just one or two lead vocals. But it wasn't until the late 90s when I started really devoting entire recordings to giving up, you know, the piano as being the melody holder and giving that to the voice and accompanying myself, but also continuing to play in the piano and arranging and soloing. And so that gave me a whole different spectrum of music and things that I could bring to my concerts, to my recordings.
Wondering if I should dream of love. Wondering if I could close my eyes and see you and I, our reverie.
So let's talk about this brand new album that's coming out on June 24th. It's called Time and Again. It's on the Candid record label. Can you tell me about the impetus for recording this new album and what you were setting out to do?
Well, this album consists of all original music and music that I wrote lyrics as well. Mostly in English, but some of the lyrics are in Portuguese. And Time and Again, you know, talks about different aspects of life, of different aspects of love, you know, joyful things, fun things, or things that are more like into contemplating mood or more hypnotizing mood or more zen, or and then others that talk about, you know, more sad things, regret. So it really has a spectrum of speaking about things of life. But it's all original music, has some amazing guests. Mark Kibble, who is the architect of Take Six, does all of the background vocals. And it's really a beautiful, lush experience to listen to that work. And then we have Brazilian superstar Javan, who is singing with me on a tune called Sempre. And then some other guests like Bill Frisell, Peter Erskine, Mike Manieri. I can go on, but lots of great people.
The publicity that accompanied the release of the new album references your work with Vinicius de Moraes. And I was wondering if you could kind of talk about who that was for the layperson who may not be familiar with him, and what came out of your work with him and how that might influence the lyrics that you write today.
Quando a luz dos olhos meus e a luz dos olhos teus resolvem se encontrar. Ai, que bom que isso é, meu Deus, que frio que me dá.
Yes. Vinicius de Moraes, he was considered Brazil's greatest poet. But he was the lyricist who wrote all the songs with Antônio Carlos Jobim and also participated on the writing with Jobim. So a lot of people recognize the music of Jobim, but all those songs are Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes. And Vinicius was an incredible influence to me. I had the honor of touring with him for 3 years. Three straight years, we spent a lot of time on the road. I spent a lot of time with him, even when he was in a composing mode, creating mode. So that was very influential to me, to see how he treated words and how he told the stories and communicated with the listener.
I want to ask you to talk about some of the artists that you collaborated with on this new recording. You've already alluded to Javan. Can you kind of talk about his importance and how he factors in Brazilian music?
Well, I grew up listening to Javan, who is really an incredible singer-songwriter, of a tremendous popularity in Brazil, really, like a real pop star. And he was someone who I wanted to collaborate for quite some time, and we never found the right project or the right time. And this time, I wrote the song Sempre, once I knew he was going to be a part of the album. And Sempre has a style, you know, the groove is closer to the type of groove that Javan likes to sing and play, but also the lyrics talk about things that we have in common, you know, the love for the music, the love for performing and taking music to people. And it's a very, you know, it's deep, it's beautiful that you know, he was a part of this and that we did this together.
So it seems like I read that you were in Steps Ahead, and I know that one of the people that you're collaborating with on this new album, Mike Manieri, was also in that ensemble. I can't remember if Peter Erskine was too. Can you talk about your prior work with Mike Manieri and Peter Erskine and why you chose to include them on this project?
Of course. Well, Mike Manieri was very important, especially once I moved to the United States, because I joined the band Steps Ahead. And it was a co-op band, but mostly led by Manieri, and who plays vibraphone. And we toured together. Steps Ahead was my first introduction to international touring, like in Europe, because I had done a lot of that in Brazil, in South America, but not in Europe. And so, you know, it was an exposure different than what I had before. It was beautiful and a great band. And the drummer was Peter Erskine, who is playing in one of the tunes too. Peter Erskine is a fantastic drummer. So it's a long association, goes the time and again. And Peter is part of one tune, and Manieri is part of two songs.
How many times I knocked on the door, and so
are there artists on this recording that this marks your first time working with?
Yes. Bill Frisell. The guitarist Bill Frisell, who has a very distinctive sound. He plays on two of the songs, and one of them is just a duet of piano vocals, you know, piano voice and guitar.
I'm trying to remember. We're walking through the park.
Very, very beautiful the way he came out. He's also on a tune called How Many Times, that talks about rotating time and that more internal things that we all go through, you know, like contemplating and trying to figure out, you know, the labyrinth, how to turn. So that's a first with Bill Frisell. And then there are several Brazilians that are also a first. You know, there's a drummer that I had not recorded with before who played on Sempre. His name is Cuca Teixeira. He's a wonderful drummer. Davi Vieira, percussionist, is a first. So it continues feeling very fresh, very exciting to me to have all these beautiful people, musicians, in being a part of this project.
Falo da felicidade, da minha joia preciosa, desse encanto de verdade.
Will you be playing selections from the new album in your upcoming gig at the Dakota?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We're going to probably play no less than 3 songs from the new album. So we started playing them live. I just came back from Asia, and we've been playing them, and they feel really good.
Who are you going to be performing with at the Dakota?
I'm with my quartet. It's my Brazilian quartet. With Rafael Barata is the drummer, and the guitarist is Leandro Pellegrino, and on bass is Mark Johnson,
who you've been married to since 1999, a legendary bassist in his own right. Is there anything else you want to say in advance of the release of your new recording or your appearance at the Dakota?
I'm really looking forward to coming to Minneapolis to play at the Dakota, and this time with a quartet, which I had not performed with my quartet there before. So this should be a lot of fun, and with the Brazilians, and will be really a special presentation.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for your support.
Eliane Elias, her new recording is Time and Again on Candid Records, officially being released on June 24th. She'll be appearing at the Dakota on June 18th.